Virgin Radio.
Well, unfortunately, it seems that so many people are looking for love in all the wrong places. And to sort of go in on to this a little bit more, we have Karina Chapman joining us now. She's a dating and relationship coach and a founder of Aligned Connections. Good afternoon to you, Karina.
Good afternoon.
Yes, a lot of people are looking for love, companionship, you know, they're lonely perhaps, and they do, with the technology now, of course, turn to online, don't they?
Exactly, and it's so much easier than it ever has been before to meet someone from another country, whereas many years ago we didn't have that option.
I mean, how crucial is it, do you think? I mean, we've got the situation at the moment where we have Donna Nelson detained in Japan. That's a very big example of what can go wrong. But how many people are you dealing with that have been caught up in this?
There's quite a few people, actually, that get scammed, and a lot of people don't want to report it. It's embarrassing, and they don't want to feel like they've got to admit that they didn't see the red flags and lost money, or, you know, obviously like Donna, ended up in jail.
Look, how do they start getting in touch? Not the people that's looking for love, but the scammer. Do they start with a sort of an enticing phone call with you, or a contact on email, or what do they do?
It's usually through social media or dating sites. So both are being targeted, where people create fake profiles, build up a relationship with the person that's single, that's looking for love. And it could even be over several months or even years before they do something that is untoward as such. And, of course, the person thinks, I'm having a real relationship with this person. I've known them for 6 months, a year, 2 years now. Surely they wouldn't scam me, like I've known them long enough. So they start trusting them. And then when that happens, you're open to being scammed.
The scammer, of course, knows exactly the right things to say at the first, you know, first instance. You know, you look lovely and I hope I can help you out. You know, you're a great person, all that sort of thing. So what are the ones where it starts to change?
Well, first they get your trust, and then they get you to fall in love with them, often by love bombing, we called it, saying a lot more complimentary things than maybe they would get from someone in their own country, and basically saying they couldn't live without them, they would love to marry them, this is, you know, where I can see our relationship going, it's going to be forever. Mm-hmm. And so people that are vulnerable and looking for love and lonely, it touches their heart.
Of course
so
it does.
Then they throw the caution away a little bit and they don't actually look for any red flags.
I remember watching a documentary on this exact situation where out of Nairobi, I think it was, they were, young men were, you know, from Nairobi, were doing this and getting false photographs of other people, you know, retired Marines or captains or something. Is that the way it often goes?
It is. There's a real trend where they're either in the army or they're a surgeon or orthopedic surgeon or something like that, often also a widow.
Yeah.
And sometimes with a young child or maybe a sick mother, so they can start preying on people's empathy and sympathy.
Yes, mother, money to pay hospital bills and that sort of thing, because you're my friend now and I'll pay you back when you come across and we get married and that sort of thing. Yes, it's the sort of thing that if you are looking for love, you're right, you do want to hear and you want to help them out because you care about them. It is ripe. What about for men? Are they also caught up in a scam if they're looking for love? Do they pretend to be women sometimes?
Usually, if the guys are being scammed, it usually is by a woman. So, unfortunately, there's both men and women scammers out there that prey on those that are lonely and vulnerable and looking for love. So, I do know of a gentleman who was having a relationship with a woman over in the Philippines. And she had actually met him, so she was who she said she was, but somehow convinced him to send over a monthly allowance of about $2,000. And this guy was not rich. And with the promise that, you know, the intent is that they're going to get married, live together, all that sort of stuff. And then he heard from someone in her family even, warned him to stop sending money because she was seeing someone else. And he didn't really believe that. So even in the face of absolute proof from the scammer's relation, he still was, not believing that and felt that she was in love with him and it would all work out.
He didn't want to believe it. That's the tricky part, isn't it? You don't want to believe that that has happened to you. Like you said before, people don't report it that often because they're embarrassed and they got caught up in it and that sort of thing. Are a lot of these scammers, apart from that woman you just mentioned that had met, what about these other scammers? Do they operate from a call centre usually?
A lot of them do, and that's especially prevalent over in Nigeria.
Yes.
There's really quite well set up organisations, and you may, if you're someone that's being scammed, you may think that you're talking to the same person, yet they're all taking shifts. Yeah. And they can see what the conversation has been and they can carry it on, and you've got no idea that you're talking to someone different each time. So they don't care at all because you're just a way to get more money. Yeah. And they're actually not building a relationship with you, even though that's what you think.
So it's not a verbal contact with the person at all. It seems it's just email, is it?
Usually emails, or they'll be on a site like, you know, one of the dating apps, or even through Facebook, Messenger.
Yeah.
Often it's older women and men that are targeted, so they tend to use more Facebook, say, than Instagram. So there's a lot of fake profiles on there that are trying to strike up a friendship as such, take it into the romance area, and then get them to perhaps come over and,
just
bring
send
something
money
with them, pick something up, and then next thing you know, it could be you're in jail, or it could be that you've lost a lot of money.
Yes, and obviously if they had a verbal contact, you'd be able to tell by the accent if it was a man or whatever, you'd have more, you know, idea of what was going on. Let's get back to this poor lady, Donna Nelson. She was a Greens candidate, was she?
That's right, yes.
And what happened with her?
So she was detained in Japan since January last year. And they're alleging that she's imported 2 kilograms of methamphetamine. And, of course, that's through an online scam where she accepted a free holiday from a man that she'd met online.
Yeah, that's
and
a tragic,
course,
yeah.
That's right. She didn't think anything could happen there, and yet she's been stuck in jail there and even had her trial put back. So nobody can see her, not her family, nobody can contact her, so they don't really know what's happening, so it's quite a concern.
So with the scammers, they often say, okay, it's time to come over and I'll meet up with you, which they don't intend to do, but they ask them to bring a package or carry money or something that they shouldn't be carrying. Does the person that's being scammed usually know that that could be a risk?
I think somewhere deep down they may know, but they think, well, that would only happen to other people. Look, I've been talking to this person for 2 years now.
Yeah.
They're definitely who they say they are. I've got full trust. So they ignore that little red flag and just don't believe that it can happen to them, which, of course, that's what most people feel until it does happen.
Yes, exactly right. The amount here is incredible. $201 million reported as lost to romance scammers last year. Is that just in Australia?
That's just in Australia.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible, isn't it?
It's massive. And, you know, I really believe that that's only the tip of the iceberg, because a lot of people are too embarrassed to actually contact someone and say, hey, I've been scammed out of X amount of dollars.
Mm.
Usually it's the friends or family that are reporting for those that they're concerned about.
I mean, I remember going to a physiotherapist one day, and he said to me, I'm going to have to tell the receptionist that she'd been in touch with the romance scam on the phone, that she's getting scammed. And he was feeling bad about having to say, and he had found out that that was the case. So it is out there, and they don't talk about it much, but by gee, you know, the consequences are huge, aren't they?
They really are. And it is an embarrassing thing. Nobody wants to admit that they've made a mistake, that they've been taken for a ride. They'd rather just put it aside and think, oh, well, I've lost that money. It's my fault. There's nothing I can do, and let's get on with life.
That's what the scammers count on.
That's right. And then afterwards, they're so wary of any romantic relationship, they're almost too scared to meet anybody new.
What about younger people? Have they ever been caught up in these sort of things?
They certainly have, yes. There's actually, I believe there's a documentary on Netflix at the moment around that, the Tinder Swindler, and that was all younger women in their 20s to early 30s that were highly scammed by this gentleman who did have correct photos on there, like it was him in the photo, but he pretended to be associated with a very rich family, would say things like, oh, you know, I'll treat you to this wonderful time in this hotel, but, oh, hang on, my credit card's not going through and I need to move to this other hotel. I'm catching the plane. Can you just give me, send me this at the moment, pop it across to my account and I'll send it right back to you. You know I'm right for it. You've already spent all this time in this wonderful hotel.
Yeah.
So they believe him and he just keeps doing it like a, you know, from one to the next, to the next, to the next. So each next person that's being scammed sees that he's living the high life, but that was on the previous woman's money.
Yes, obviously.
So that's why they tend to believe that he's got the cash and will pay them back, and then they get in all sorts of trouble.
It's quite a career path for the scammers, isn't it, really? I mean, it's just awful. Do you find that they ever get caught out?
Look, they do. However, if it's internationally, there's different rules in each country. So some of them, it's difficult to prove. Some of them are through different countries, so they've scammed women in all different areas, so that's really hard to prosecute and to prove for that. But the gentleman in this particular documentary did get caught. However, he only spent a very, very short time in prison and is now out and doing exactly the same thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, what would you suggest in your role as a dating and relationship coach? What would you suggest to people listening that may be thinking, I am lonely, I'm isolated, I'd like to meet somebody? Where is a safe place to go, do you think?
Well, keeping safety in mind should be number one. And people overseas, it's difficult to meet them in person. Some of them will pretend that their cameras don't work so they can't video chat you or whatever it might be. Whereas if you're meeting someone that's in the same state and country as you, you can meet in person.
Yeah.
And obviously somewhere safely where there's other people around. And then at least, you know, this is an actual real person and they're right in front of me. I can gauge their body language, what they say, their expressions, and get a little bit more of insight into them. And you really want to listen to your gut feelings and don't ignore those red flags.
You've got to make sure you listen to them and look at them, because you're right, they're saying all the right things. They're very narcissistic and they're very, you know, obviously scammers and money-minded and that sort of thing. And we don't want to see any more people hurt. That's amazing. $201 million, that's incredible. In 1 year, my gosh.
That's imagine what it would be worldwide.
Oh, crazy. Gosh, it is crazy. You're doing a wonderful job, Karina. Thank you very much indeed. Lovely to speak to you.
Thanks so much, Jenny. It's a pleasure.
Thank you indeed. That was Karina Chapman.